even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Hi, you're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, and this is Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. It's time to take care of you. In this political climate, in this pandemic climate, I know that it is weighing heavily on the hearts of many. And I know that these are extremely stressful times, and there are important decisions to be made both politically, socially, physically, and pandemically, if you will. There's a lot to be considered. But I want you to consider yourself first. And why do I say consider yourself first? Because you're the only you that you have. And as much as we like to jump in and help other people when we can or when we think we can, we really can't do anything until our own needs have been met. If you're stuck in a ditch, how in the world can you pull someone out of a ditch? I know that you'll hear a lot of voices pushing you one way, a lot of voices, a lot of people spewing their opinions, and there's a lot of civil unrest and things that don't make any sense, trying to understand the violence that is being perpetrated, in particularly what we see on social media on black people as it relates to shooting. There seems to be no end to the unrest, rioting, protesting. You take your pick. But at the end of the day, you got to see to your own survival. You got to take care of home. You got to take care of you. You got to take care of your family. And however you do that, that's what you have to do. Because there are forces in play that want to control you. And they disguise it in various manners so that it seems as though anybody that speaks against it is some type of a nut kook or whatever. Whatever that may be the case, whether or not that may be the case, so what? The bottom line, one thing I know is true, and that is you need to take care of yourself the best way you know how. Not wait for the government to do it. Not wait for somebody to do it for you. It is time for you to dig deep inside the resources in your own intellect and make some decisions in terms of how you're going to sustain your survival through what I call this present madness. Because there seems that there is a madness that has descended not just on America, but the world itself. And perhaps it's always been there, and it is simply now far more amplified. You that are of religious faith, such as myself, obviously our dependence and confidence is in God, but we have to take action. And that time to take action is right now. It is time to lay aside complacency. It is time to lay aside laziness and procrastination or whatever. because in the midst of this madness and malaise, guess what? Business is still being conducted. Oh yeah, money's still being made. And while money's still being made, that means there's an opportunity for you to do the same. And it is time for you to find ways that you're going to take advantage of that. You want to see to your financial security as quickly and efficiently as you can. And that means that you have to look inside yourself, your strengths. Again, unfortunately, what we have been encouraged to do is to depend on other people for our sustenance. And we have not been, many of us have not been sufficiently taught or encouraged to carve out our own piece of heaven, if you will, on earth. And I'm here to tell you that the time is right now. I know it's been a while since I've been on. I'm doing stuff. I'm not just sitting up making live recordings, but I thought it was important that the climate is such that I think that someone could use the voice of reason. And if not the voice of reason, the voice of encouragement. The God that created you with immense potential. And sometimes letting and getting that potential out of you is stressful. Sometimes extracting that potential and that promise out of you is painful. You consider going from a worm, a caterpillar, to a butterfly. If you know anything about that process, once that caterpillar goes into the chrysalis stage and it is time for it to come out, it is best that it bursts through on its own without any assistance from anyone. Because the pressure that it takes to emerge from that chrysalis actually drives blood into the wings that gives it the ability to fly. And if someone were to help that butterfly get out of that chrysalis, then essentially it'll be grounded for life. Because the pressure and the stress needed, there's a certain degree of stress that we all need to really move beyond where we are. There's a certain degree of stress that is required. There's a certain degree of friction that is required for a plane to take off. It is required. I know it looks like a smooth process, but there are unseen forces that are acting, and there's one force that it's pulling on the plane. And there's another force that's helping to lift the plane. It is time for you to be lifted from your current state. And then it's up to you. It's up to you. You've got to get in the air. It's time to spread your wings. It's time for you to diligently focus not on the distractions of the media, but what are your particular needs? Even the scripture says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, which really means you have to love yourself before you can love your neighbor. In other words, there's a degree of self-care that is required for you to be in a position to make a difference. I remember growing up, and as a young man, I wanted to make a difference in the lives of young people. Now, I'll be honest, there's some decisions that I would have made differently knowing what I know now, but that there's nothing that I can do to change that other than from here to put my focus in a place where I secure a degree of financial independence that allows me to help who I need to help when I need to help. But working in ministry, you kind of get this idea that God wants you to do something a particular way without really asking God how he wants you to do it. We sometimes listen to what other people are saying rather than, like Moses, getting our instructions from God. Not that we don't listen to other people, but there's nothing like instruction from God himself. This means nothing to you if you're not a person of faith, and I understand that. I just know that it works. I don't know how it works. It does. It's real. I have seen too much. I'd be a fool to tell you otherwise, to be truthful. I have seen, literally seen God do too much to discount the power of faith. But you got to understand what faith is. Faith isn't this blind leap that you take based on no information. My faith is based on God's track record in my life. Literally, what I've seen him do. Literally, what I've heard him say. Literally, the directives that he has given to me specifically. And most important of all, the results that come as a result of listening to God. And as a friend of mine often says, it's results that matters. Results. And God doesn't have a problem with providing results, but he also wants us to get our hands dirty, to put our hands to the plow. There's a lot of chaos about, but you've got to find that place of peace, and sometimes you have to tune it out. You have to get just enough information so that you know what's going on, but then you have to tune it out and really measure the amounts of information that in many cases is designed to inflame your emotions, to get you in your feelings, so to speak. Because you know what happens when you get in your feelings. You don't think clearly. And it is time for you to think clearly. When you think about politicians that have been in office for 50, 40, 30 years, collecting a tremendous salary while its citizens suffer in what is called a pandemic, what is called a crisis, and yet you go to your quote-unquote ivory towers while your people suffer, but you tell them there's a pandemic that they need to be concerned about without giving them the assistance that they have paid for as citizens, that is problematic. That becomes an indication that you are going to have to look out for you. You are going to have to rely on something more than the government and programs and whatever else to sustain you. And there is nothing more powerful than specific instruction from God. And even better yet, he's already put it inside of you. But it's up to you to get it out. Well, that's it, my friends. It's a pleasure to connect with you. Like I said before, you got to look out for yourself. And when I say look out for yourself, I'm not just talking about just yourself, but it's like the story of, I've heard different speakers talk about the woman and child on the plane, you know, and the directions that the don't know what they call, flight attendant gives in terms of if these masks come down during turbulent experiences in the air. When the mask comes down, do you put the mask on the child first, or do you put the mask on yourself first? Well, you want to put the mask on yourself first so you can be conscious to put the mask to help the child. What am I saying? Put your mask on first. See to your survival first.
Thank you for joining us on Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.